Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Now, Proverbs 29:25, Mayachi. The fear of man brings a snare, but whoever trusts in the Elohim shall be safe. This fear of man is a trap. It's a trap. It brings a snare. It brings traps. It's a trap in itself, orchestrated by the evil one to cause havoc, destruction, death, to steal away the holiness that the Father has bestowed upon us. He has spoken a creative command upon us, Mayach. He has spoken a creative command, and we fail to believe it even now because we are afraid. He says, "Be ye perfect as I am perfect." It's a creative command. Like he said, let there be light. Every time when he says be, that thing happens. We need to believe. Tina. Sizenzelo bwethu bungcwele. Sigcoka amajoyini, sibophi iphandla, senza yonke into le. It's said. Mayahi.
Mayah, Tuda. When I've seen some posts, right, which says there's about 365 fear nots in the Bible. I've not had a chance to count how many they are.
Yeah.
Right? But it's a good thing if that's the case, if somebody took time to count them for us. And it means we are being reminded every single day not to fear. Now, I have this picture in mind.
All right. Do you still have it now? I heard you were saying you have a feedback.
Yeah, okay.
Do you have it?
I need to talk first and to you because, okay, for now it seems it's off to that.
Okay.
Shalom. So I have this picture in mind of a guy who goes to the gym, but then let's say this guy, when they're doing the weightlifting, ujima fell at the upper body, and the lower body, they don't gym it. So, o end up a leka mokhomo gore ai bona mo motlase the lower part, you know, is like this, but the upper part is like, you know, muscular. Now, the reason why I'm painting this picture is I want to refer to Galatians chapter number 5, because this is the battle between the spirit and the flesh. It's the wrestling match that the book of Galatians chapter 5 speaks about, that we constantly are always feeding the flesh more than the spirit. We spend time on TV, on social media, you know, education, so everything is about the world and how the world drives this vision. And we see the way the world, the media is driving it, and we tend to believe in it, right? The media, Nalwena, we can say we believe Elohim is a healer and he can be able to heal HIV and AIDS. But you can find the media can come and say, no, it's not like that. And they can write and clash and, you know, because they're not even people that believe, whereby it will make someone else's belief to go out of the window and they start to have the fear, you know? So this is the world where we live in today. Now, I want to look at three instances in the scripture.
Yeah.
And number one, I want us to look at Mark chapter number 4 from 35, and just to relate the story. The story is about HaMashiach's disciples panicking during a violent storm when HaMashiach Yahushai was asleep. Right? And what happens? They go, they wake him up. Right? Master, we are perishing. That's a sign of fear because they don't know who they are with. If they knew who was in their midst, if they knew who was present around them, they wouldn't have feared. They would have said, actually, this is the time and point where we need to be relaxed. More than ever. But instead, because they wake him up. And they tell him that now we are drowning and all that. And then he wakes up, he rebukes the wind, he rebukes the waves. So that demonstration that it shows that the faith in him was replaced by fear. So we have circumstances in our lives that makes us to forget that Abba Yahuwah through Yahusha HaMashiach is in control, and therefore that is why we end up having the fear. The other story, Elijah and the widow at Zarephath, where Elijah the prophet, 1 Kings chapter 17, from number 8. So the prophet Elijah encounters a widow who fears that she and her son will die of starvation.
Fear, yes.
But again, through obedience, because now he tells them, he gives them the instruction. And had they not listened to that instruction, probably they would have died. But in the fear of that salvation, they happen to have the obedience and trust. And therefore, it is how this woman experienced the Abba Yahuwah's miraculous provision of flour and oil that never ran out. So this account is something that teaches us of the provision that often comes unexpected, right, when our faith or belief is exercised, which is quite important. Now, we move to the Israelites, the Asharal in the wilderness. After being delivered from Mitzrayim, Egypt, what do? They doubted Abba Yahuwah's provision for food and water. There's greater miracles that he has done. He's parted the sea for them. He's killed the firstborn. He's brought all the 10 plagues and all and so forth. But now, there's no food here. Yeah, the water this, the water that. Like, and it is found in the book of Exodus 16:4. That he even provided them with manna daily, right, illustrating his faithfulness to meet their daily needs. But the fear led them to grumble rather than to trust, showing that fear can distance us from Abba Yahuwah's will. It is very dangerous. Hallelujah.
I hear you, my ach. We are taking your calls, 012-334-1322. Send us a WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. Let's hear what you say on the matter.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM. Join us for heart-to-heart discussions every weekday from 12 to 3 p.m. as we look at daily challenges, relevant issues, and health matters with inspiration and great music to make you smile. Become enlightened. Listen live on Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, or catch the podcast on radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, a companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
All right, we're taking your calls, 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say on this issue. And then Rato, thank you so much. What do you say, Rato? Welcome.
Dumelang, Pastor Ray. Ke lerato mo. Just listening to the topic about fear.
Let me raise your topic. Let me raise your volumes clearly because I see their phones disturbing. I want to hear you clearly, Rato. Let me take this call. Hello there, hi. All right. 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say on the matter. We are looking into the very notion of the spirit of fear amongst us. Rato, I have upped up the volumes. Let's see if you sound clearly now. Hey.
Dumelang, Pastor Ray. Ke lerato mo. Just
Hello.
listening to the topic about fear.
Mm.
My experience is that I just recently had a baby. Lebitso la hae ke Lehumo, taken
Oh.
from Deuteronomy 8, verse 18,
Congratulations.
where the
Congratulations.
Lord reminds us that He's the one and the only one that can give us wealth.
Yeah.
So that's where I got His name from.
Ah.
Anyway, the topic is about fear. So I was having a conversation with my friend and I was telling her that my son is always crying. And then she told me that I should burn incense
Yo.
or impepho. And I was like, no, all I do is play Howard Hayward's song, Call His Name. I call him, I call the Lord, I pray for my son, I cover him, and
Yo.
I do not fear any bad spirits around him. But
Yes.
I just continue to pray for my child to stop the crying because now it's coming off as a colic. But I pray that away for him. And I just want you, as a pastor, and you other pastors that are listening as well, and that have joined in the conversation, to also keep my son in your prayers. And everyone else that is listening to the station as well, I also ask for the tapelo tsa rona. So that you can cover my son. And yes, that's what I told her. I believe in prayer and I don't believe in anything else because the scripture tells us that we shouldn't be afraid. Thank you, Pastor. That is just my testimony. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. And I like the B phrase there of Psalms 18 verses 4. It says, oh, sorry. I looked at the one that is wrong. Sorry. Proverbs 29:25, the second phrase there, the B part of it says, "But whoever trusts in the Elohim shall be safe." Therefore, that you trust in the Elohim, that you trust the Father, I know that the Father will keep you safe. Therefore, we pray, may you dwell in the safety of the Father with your Son. May your Son dwell in the safety of the Father against all pollutions that he is rejecting with his cry. Hey, siyabonga baba. Hallelujah. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. And you can talk to us directly there. Let's hear from you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up. A time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
The word for you today is our youth devotional that has been available as a printed booklet and has also been accessible via email. It is intended to encourage and guide young people in their walk with God. Well, we are excited to announce that the youth devotional is going fully digital. This means that the word for you today booklet will no longer be available in hard copy or sent by post, but it will still be accessible on the I Am Youth website, email subscription, and the I Am Youth app, which is available on both the Google Play Store and App Store for iPhone users. Visit www.imymovement.co.za and join the move to digital.
All right, Bob Villas.
Hey, my brother, Brother Rio.
Welcome, sir.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The topic Baba is fear. Fear today ends abandoned to be never satisfied with what they do. in Labantu they are angry. Abasane Chakubantu Genga crime the other day. Would it TV when the crime right through is the new my mind?
Yeah.
Banti Abasati led they are using their partners in fear. Abani Bakine Babula led their partners. In nature today, in Labafana Namantomazana, Abani fear of never getting married. Logo kwenza abaye kuzinyanga ukuyothola into engabasiza ukuthola abayini.
Eish.
Sometimes the devil is whispering words like, you see, God does not love you. If he is leyo
galeri. Yeah.
Futhi ngefeel Satan ubamba abantu ngegospel of prosperity. Lapho uthola ibandla litshela ukuthi you must contribute generously to your church. This is a fair financial problem, sorry. Because of here today, in Labantu, the Tola Guzin to Zeze, Goba Funa of Fana Nezer, Rotary.
Yes, Matat.
Masiga sees the Uti Uches to Christ watching a band alike. Let's read John 15, verse 19. Uti Uma Beninga Beze is the Belizabu. Tanda Oguano. Logging a Siba Bezel. What on any cake I mean, Ezrin. Kungago is the Linus Rond. Natis Napini to see Band, but why Band on a stand? Wobu sometimes he enters Kuma Yapora Gubu. If he is in my beloved. Who are we? I say, Woody Israel is a candy brother. Ngiyabonga kakhulu madala.
Ngikuzwa kahle babawami. Inkosi kubusise ngendlela eyisimanga.
Ngiyabonga madala. Inkosi kubusise nonke lapho to God be the glory.
Makabongwe njalo umdali wethu. Our Father. Hallelujah. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions. Seek advice on issues that they struggle with. Listen to uplifting music and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life explained.
Strengthening your faith daily on 657 AM.
657 AM Radio Pulpit coming to you live. Tuesday Live, the name of the show. My name is Ray. Hanging out with Professor Buyisonde Z from UJ and of course also Barukia in Cape Town. We are touching on the issue of fear today and how this has become a secret arsenal that the devil has constantly used over the times of history to break us down. And we should be careful also about it. Look into it. Look at how it riddles. And in the word also see the solutions with regards to it. Send us your WhatsApps 082-657-2729. Let's hear what you say. Otherwise, you can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Wayne says, greetings. The wicked fear when no one pursues, but the righteous are as bold as a lion. Proverbs 28:1. Fear will take away the boldness within us. Israel once complained that they were like grasshoppers. That is, fear can also doubt the spoken word of our Father, Yada Yahuwah, he says there. Wayne, thank you so much. I appreciate a lot.
Matafala moyeng, ka go theletsa lenano la rena la hlala nathi la bobedi le la botlhano ka iri ya robedi thapama. Theletsa baruti ka mehuta huta ge baruta lentjula modimo go tiisetsa tshepo pelonyagago. Theletsa Radio Pulpit mo go 657 AM go arega moyeng.
All right, let's listen to Simon Shivurilization. Simon Shivurilization. Shivurilization. Hey, banna.
Good evening, Pastor Ray, and your guest there in the studio.
Thank you, sir.
It's Pastor Simon Shiburi here.
Hallelujah.
You can saw this opportunity, Pastor, to hear the conversation about the fear. Indeed, this topic is very deep. Fear is one of the weapons that the enemy uses towards us. For an example, when Peter asked Jesus to come to him on waters, it is from the book of Matthew, chapter 14, if you can read from number 26 going downwards. The Bible says when they see him coming on the water, they were afraid, they were fear. And they say some is a ghost. And Peter, he spoke with Jesus that if it is you, let me come to you. Jesus allowed Peter to come to him. While he's coming towards Jesus, walking in the water, he looked around and see the storm and the wind. And he perceived and became to fear. And immediately, because the fear was in him, you could not walk in the water. You know, this is the weapon that the devil uses towards us. Hence, the Bible says, indeed, we are not given the spirit of fear, but spirit of power and sound mind. That indeed, we do not walk by sight, by the Spirit of God that it is within us. If the Lord has given us the opportunity to walk, let us walk. In despite of what is surrounding us, what is coming towards us, what is in front of us, what is behind us, we must continue walking. The devil knew exactly what God is about to do in our life, but he is whispering and speaking that and that towards many people. And by doing that, he is planting the spirit of fear. And once you begin to fear, I'm telling you, even when you've got the confidence, your confidence is gone. Even when you believe in yourself going to the interview, when you begin to fear going to an interview, you become the lowest link to be hired in the interview because of the fear. Some of us, even when God speaks to us to preach the word, God speaks to us to rebuke even the elders, God speaks to us to call people towards him, we have got that fear. What are they going to say? People, what are going to say? That is fear. The devil is planting towards the children of God. My prayer that God help us to overcome this fear every time in our life. Be blessed, Pastor Ray, and your guests over there. In Jesus' name, amen.
Mfundisi wamina nakhensa, nakhensa mfundisi wamina, mfundisi Shiburi, thank you so much. Makeba, ngithe hi nakuwe, ngithe kuwe Makeba, sawubona. Manje ngimangele yabuyela futhi uthi hi kimi Makeba, hawu Nkosi yami.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit. Download the Bible to your cell phone. Read Word for Today. And you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za. Especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
All right, Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. This is how it goes, man. Dalu.
Moyo ngaqinda ngaphakathi kusenge ke breastplate.
Mm.
I breastplate mafuna hayi lapha kodwa revelation.
Yeah.
Ukuthi uNkulunkulu ukushiswa sakho usikhavare ngeconcrete, ngento enjenge concrete. Ukuthi noma ngubu moyo ngcola ungena kuwe. Ubhambo bile move. Ngoba wena nalo mkholwayo angithi. Yabo.
Asibonga kakhulu Dalu lapho ngifuna ukuthola ukuthi kukuphi la ukhulume nathi ekuqaleni akukho ayikho le iWhatsApp yakhe sekuqaleni ungathangidlalanga ayikho mhlawumbe mangangithumela yona ngizoyidlala ngiyabonga kakhulu inkosi kubusisi.
Give your faith wings, explore life with 657 AM. 657 AM.
All right, Isaiah chapter 7 verse 2, I'm bringing this also to you, Prof. And it was said to the house of David, saying, Syria's forces Syria's forces are deployed in Ephraim. So his heart and the heart of his people were moved as the trees of the woods are moved with the wind. Fear does that, eh? Fear takes us from our own position. Fear takes us from the mark of the holiness of the Father. It moves you, just like the trees become moved by the wind. We must be careful about that, Professor.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, my brother. What you are bringing across here is that fear makes us unstable. It removes us from being rooted to the Father. And here it says, and it was told to the house of David, saying, Syria's forces are deployed in Ephraim.
Mm.
So his heart and the heart of his people were moved just by the word that was spoken. And I think it's not just the word, but it is about what the message was saying. So to me, it says we need to be careful of what we hear, lest it removes us from our point of stability. Some of the things that we expose ourselves to makes us fearful, makes us to trust God less, makes us to lose our faith, which is what was happening here. And some of these fears, Brother Ray, are brought by people that we associate with. While the show was going on, I was taken back to some of the experiences that he goes through, that I personally went through, that some of the associations that we have might end up taking you away from the Lord because you feel like you owe something to such individuals, or you need to do something for those individuals. And thinking of taking an action takes or brings you to that fear. And it means you're no longer stable in what you believe. You're no longer trusting the Father for everything that the Father wants you to do. So fear makes you to be moved left and right, not being stable. And once you get to that state, very few things that you will do will be trusted, because some of the decisions are not taken from the ground. So fear is very, very dangerous in the life of a believer, because a believer cannot be trusted if you will always act in fear. Few of the things that will be done by you will be from the Father, because every time your actions are informed by fear.
Yeah.
While Brother Baruch was talking, I was taken back to the story of Gehazi and Elisha. While they were faced with the army of the Syrians, when they woke up in the morning, Gehazi saw the chariots all over the city and was amazed of what to do. So what brought fear to him at that stage is what he was seeing, and forgot the one whom he was around. He forgot the Father who was around them, forgot the Elohim who gave them a promise, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. So what do we expose ourselves to bring us to that state of fear? In this case, I'm talking about being exposure, because he did not acquaint himself with the environment of Elohim. So So if we can stay in the Word of God, we will be consumed by the Word. So everything that we will see will be through the lenses of the Word. But we see Gehazi here looking through the lenses of man, looking through the lenses of his senses. And the lenses of his senses are bringing fear because he is seeing in the physical. He is not seeing as Elisha was seeing. And we see Elisha responding here, saying, do not... 6:15-18. Elisha is responding, do not be afraid. Those who are with us are more than those who are with them. The question is, why didn't Gehazi see those who were with them? It is because his lens was not the spiritual lens. He was looking through the lens of the flesh. And the lens of the flesh will always bring fear because it satisfies what the flesh desires. So what brings fear to us most of the time is that we entertain every fleshly desire. We entertain our senses. We entertain our eyes. We entertain our ears. And when he responded, he says, Lord, open his eyes, as Elisha was praying. Open his eyes, Lord, that he may see. So it is about what we see that brings us to that state of fear. It is about what we hear that makes us to be fearful and not trust God. It is unfortunate that these things are taking us away from the Lord. To me, it brings a summary that looking at things through the lenses of the flesh brings fear. So fearful state is an indication and an announcement that most of the part that has been entertained in us or with us is the flesh side. Because if we can tap into the realms of the Spirit or begin to live by the leading of the Holy Spirit, we will be less fearful and live more by faith. So we need to entertain the spirit realm, entertain our spirit more than to live in the flesh, because living in the flesh makes us not to do the will of God. Pastor Shiburi spoke about this, the story of Peter while he tried to walk on water. And what he experienced there is because of what he was looking at. He began to focus on the waters, focus on the waves, focus on the surroundings, and removed his eyes from the Hamashiach. So in other words, it is more about what we are focusing on that brings fear to us. So if he continued walking, having glued his eyes on the Hamashiach, there is no way that he could have sunk because his focus was in the right place. So when we focus in the wrong places, we are automatically glued to the source of that place. And the source of that place will bring fear to our surroundings and to us, and we end up drowning. So it tells us that we need to look right. We need to focus in the right places. We need to look at the one who is the author and the perfecter of our faith so that our faith will be enhanced. Our faith will grow, that we may live in the Spirit and do the will of God in the Spirit. Mm. Proverbs 12, starting from verse 24 to 26. But I want to focus on verse 25 and 26 here that says, anxiety in the heart of man causes depression, but a good word makes it glad. The righteous should choose his friends carefully, for the way of the wicked leads them astray. Where we started, anxiety in the heart of man causes depression. Is it not a norm that we see? There's a lot of sicknesses, a lot of depression. All of them have the source to fear and anxiety. And you will ask a question, why? It is because we have paid attention to the wrong sources. But if we can look into the good word of God, the words of encouragement, we will be glad and our spirit will be healthy and connected to the Father. But I'm seeing verse 26 giving us an indication that sometimes some of these anxieties are coming because of our friends, are coming because of our companions. We listen more to what our companions are saying. The people we choose to be around us, the people we choose to speak to our lives, are the people that sometimes can bring fear based on what they are saying and what we believe. But if we will move away from such companionship and begin to trust in the Lord, then we will have the good word that will come from him, and that gladness will come into our hearts. So if we have peace in our hearts, as HaMashiach says, that my peace I live with you, then it means we will be living in faith, believing that the Lord is with us all the time, and that fear will not be part of us, and we'll always act in faith. The words we speak will bring life, will bring light, will bring direction to even people that we are talking to.
Sure. I hear you quite well. Thank you so much, Professor. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. Your voice notes also there. Drop us a voice note also on the voice notes and give us a shout. Talk to us directly also, 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you're saying. We're talking about fear, the riddling effect of fear, the scourge of fear amongst us these days, and how it had gone on to permeate everything that we seem to be about.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
All right, Mayaki, now, if you look at Isaiah 57, verse 11, it says, "And of whom have you been afraid or feared? That you have lied and not remembered me, nor taken it to your heart. Is it not because I have held my peace from of old that you do not fear me?" Hey, I like this one, man. You know, Isaiah 57:11.
Okay, Tula.
"And of whom have you been afraid or feared that you have lied to your heart?" Now, fear makes us to lie. Fear is a facilitator of falsehoods amongst us. It says that you have lied and not remembered me. It makes us to forsake our memories of the Most High, Yahuwah Elohim. "Nor taken into your heart. Is it not because I have held my peace from of old that you do not fear me?" It also brings disrespect and dishonor unto the Elohim. We lie, and then it goes on to actually make us to lie to ourselves. We forget our relationship with the Father. In other words, we forget our identity.
True.
Fear is a mode, the biggest mode of brainwashing that you can ever think of. And then it makes us to forget the Father and therefore forget our own identity. Mayache.
To the ma quickly more so pulling earlier. I think we'll let my mother home.
Yes.
When she spoke, what came to my spirit was red onion. I slice it and then I boil it and then after one of my spin and then yeah. So I hope she's listening.
Nice.
That's what came to my spirit, to the Rabba.
To the
now, Mayahi, we have made our problems bigger than Abba Yahuwah. And the minute we start to believe that, it means already we are disconnected. And that is where now refang the enemy the praise. By just disconnecting. By not believing in Abba Yahuwah. So you read Isaiah 57, and we can see in that verse, for Abba Yahuwah questions why people have not been true unto him, and why they have not remembered him or taken him into the heart. Because when he says, "You shall love me with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your being," it means wherever I'm going, I'm carrying him in my heart. So hake morata a gona gore ke tlole bala anything about him, but we the people, we start to bring dilotale fast statements that are like experience is the best teacher. You know, dipuenyana tse diyalo, and unaware at times it is us giving hashatan the esteem or the credit. you know, because we don't want the will of Abba Yahuwah. We choose but if we are stuck to his way, if we are stuck to his will, these things wouldn't be there. Now, when we look at Luke 10:19, it says, behold, I have given you authority to tread on scorpions and serpents and all over the power of the enemy, and nothing shall in any harm, in any wise harm you. Now, it just shows we can be able to overcome anything that is contrary to the will of Abba Yahuwah. Whatever the temptation that comes, because the enemy also, in my belief and your belief, wants to see, do we really mean what we say? Or like you say, a man who looks himself in the mirror, and then when he moves away from the mirror, identity crisis.
Mm.
So it is those kind of things to say, yeah, in a way, should I say his will? But we have edified him in a way, or something, some battles are battles that we should be winning against, where we should resist the devil and he will flee away from you. That's what the scripture says. Mm. But we tend to entertain the devil. In the book of Daniel, chapter number 3, we read of the statue that was built by Nebuchadnezzar, and he wanted everyone from Yasharal that was in Babylon captivity to bow before the statue. So imagine, there may have been probably 1 million people, but out of 1 million minus 3, that says, no way, we're not doing it. And when he comes, he wants to project fear in their heart, because he starts to ask them, is it true? You know, and they were supposed to fear and think, look, now if they went to call the king himself and ask, I will show you. Or even when they start to prepare the fire to make it 7 times hotter than usual, the men were supposed to change their minds, because fear should be upon them. But it is their standing, their belief in saying, we rather die than to go this direction. It is safe for us to die in the hands of Abba Yahuwah than to die in the hands of our Satan or in the hands of man. So we have looked more after the flesh and want to preserve the flesh than the spirit. That is the compromise that we have done.
I hear you.
And it is something that is that we need to start to guard against.
Absolutely. Shalom. Shalom, my ah.
As easy as the touch of a button, the message of life on 657 AM.
All right. JD, let's go for you.
Pastor Ray and Abba Fundi Siapa, good evening. I just wanted Nami to speak about my experiences with fear. Before I got born again, Pastor Ray and Pastor De, I was very bold. I was very bold. I was very courageous. I was fearless, if I can put it that way. But then I got born again in 2012. And after being born again, I don't know, maybe I struggled with the transition or a new life, you know, in as a born again Christian, to a point where maybe I did not understand how to behave or how to live in this new life. So I became so fearful. Now I understand that it is fear, and it was fear, but during the course of time, during those years, as you said, Pastor Ray, that the enemy sometimes might masquerade, he might deviate your eyes from the real issue so that you will not confront it. as the Bible says that he comes as an angel of light, where else he is the devil. So at times I would just think it's humility. Sometimes I would just think that it's humbleness, where else it is fear. For example, maybe we would be busy with something, and then I, having the knowledge maybe, or I could help with that so that it can be done to the best quality. But, you know, I would just take the back seat and say to myself, no, if maybe I can put my input, it will be like I think I'm better than this one, or I think I know better than this one. So I would tell myself, okay, let's just work with what is there. So you would find that those that have taken the front seat, you know, they do the work, but they are not doing to the best of what it could have been, maybe if I had added my knowledge or input. So for me, it was like, you know, humility. I'm just humble, taking the back seat. You know, I'm just being, you know, down. The spirit of I'm not proud, you know, because sometimes I would think, okay, this is pride, you know, because if I just come in and put in my input, it will be like, okay, I know better, you know. So I realized later that no, this is fear, because now I was not able to reach my goals. I was limited, you know. I was not able to take the lead, and I realized that sometimes what God has entrusted me with, it suffers, you know. And maybe some people would have been helped if I was bold enough to take the lead in certain situations. But, you know, I realized that as I grew up in faith, that sometimes it is fear, and it is not humbleness. And we sometimes think it's humbleness, but actually it is fear. You know, it is fear. It is not humility. Sometimes we think that it's humility, but it is fear. So the devil has a way, you know, of manipulating so that you don't see the real issue and deal with it. So thank you.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate. And okay, sorry about that. We seem to be losing our calls there. Abel says, Isaiah 41:10, so do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be afraid. I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you, and I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Godfrey quotes 1 John 4:18, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear hath torment. He that fear is not made perfect in love. Rateo says, hello, the good pastor said I should slice red onion, and what else, Pastor Ray, kindly assist. All right, I will ask him to repeat that again. Babongani.
Bongithuba ngibingelele kwemfundisi uRay, ngibingeleleke nakuma guest studio nabalaleli bonke be radio pulpit egameni elingaphezwa wonke amagama, igama lika Jesu Christu wase Nazareth. Isihloko esithi fear, ukwesaba. Faith is the opposite of fear. Kaningi ke nathi singabantwana bakaNkulunkulu sinokuba nakho ke ukwesaba. Ngikhumbula ke ngisashumayela ke futhi ke nasezitimeleni, ngangingena ke ekhoshini ngitshela ukuthi ngizoshumayela, kodwa ke mangibuka ke amehlo abantu ngingenelwe ke ukwesaba. Kodwa ke kube nento ngaphakathi ethi sukuma ke ushumayele. Ekugcineni kwekugcina leyo nto eyayithi ke angisukume ke ngishumayele, ngempela ke ngishumayele ivangeli. Kukhona ke futhi ke abantwana bakaNkulunkulu, uma ke siya ke nasemizini lapho kuvele khona ke isifo, uma sesinikezwa ke ithuba lokuthi ke sishumayele, sishere ke izwi likaNkulunkulu, amanzi ke angene ke emadolweni ke abazalwane, and futhi nasemabandleni ke makunikezwa ke ithuba ke lokuthi sithule ke ubufakazi, hayi abazalwane ke besaba ke ukuthi ke bafakaze ke ngamandla kaNkulunkulu ezimpilweni zabo. sesaba ke nokusherela ke ozakwethu ke nasemsebenzini noma ke uhleli ke nomuntu etaxini noma ke uhleli ke nabasemndenini wakho usabangakasindiswa wesaba ke nokuthi ubasherele izwi izwi encwadini ke yezenzo Acts 4 verse 29 ithi now Lord look on their threats and grant to your servants that with all boldness they may speak your word. Lo bekungumkhuleko ka Petru, uPeter noJohane. We all have fears. Too often, though we have let them rule over our lives and stop us from taking a stand for what we know God wants us to do. Like Daniel standing in the lion's den, we face people and situations that threaten to destroy us and our witness for Christ, but the choice is ours. Will we succumb to our fears or will we stand up for God in spite of those fears? If you want to overcome fear that's dragging you down, you need to clearly understand the benefits of choosing to stand up for what God wants. Most importantly, you need to see that doing what God wants you to do is a clear victory over the fear in your life. Fear grows every time you refuse to do what God wants you to do. Eventually, you feel cornered. And when fear grows, your life shrinks. Early believers faced all kinds of persecutions. The book of Acts shows us a bit about how they stood up to this fear. The answer to your fear isn't to give in to it. It's to move forward boldly in spite of it. You stand up to the fear. Fear doesn't respond to logic. So your only chance to get rid of fear is to trust God and face the fear. Never, ever forget this. God won't take part, and also God won't part the Jordan River in front of you until you take your first step. See how God did this for Elijah and Elisha in 2 Kings chapter 2 verse 8. You take a step of faith and then God shows you the path. That won't happen if you stand wrapped up in your fear. Grow your courage and character. 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 8. Therefore, do not be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me, his prisoner, but share with me in sufferings for the gospel according to the power of God. Standing up for God when you are afraid isn't the right thing to do. Reputation is what you want people to think you are. Character is what you really are. Character is who you are when one is not watching. When you let fear win, you lose courage to follow God's will for your life. When you stand strong for what God wants instead of battling to fear, your courage grows. Courage is not the absence of fear. It's moving forward with what God wants. Stand up for God. When you overcome your fears, your character grows and your faith does too. I thank you. God bless you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen and amen.
Thank you, sir. We really appreciate Mayaki, just before we close, you will again assist Rato. He said a slice of red onion and what else? You said a slice of red onion and what, Mayaki?
And then slice the onion, boil it, and then how many just about that? Then at least a teaspoon or two morning.
A slice of boiled onion. Boil it and then after it had cooled down, a teaspoon or two. Yes, all right.
Yeah, just the smallest onion. Slice it, hold some boiled water, and then when the water cools, you have a mixture, and then give the baby. Yeah.
I hear you. Godfrey, let's hear you a bit, man.
Good evening, Pastor Ray and your guests and the listeners. The spirit of fear. Oh, what a topic. Yeah. Fear, I'll define it as an absence of faith. Because where there's no faith, fear thrives. And this spirit is designed to take us off course from what the Most High has planted in us. It is very powerful. It's like an aphrodisiac. Once it takes over and your body allow it, it controls you, all aspects of your life. When the phone rings, fear comes in.
Hey.
When there's a knock at the door,
fear comes.
When they call you to stand up, to make a speech, it comes. When you have to phone radio pulpit, fear is there. When you want to go to an interview, drive a car, to get married, you fear.
Mm.
You fear old age, you fear retirement, you fear death. It's there. But guess what? It's the most thing that the Most High warned us not to do. In everything, he would say, even his son, Yeshua, do not fear.
Mm.
The Most High also, when he spoke to Abraham, all of these prophets, he told them, do not fear. Other kinds of ailments they are derived from that, and then it even renders you it breaks your spirit, it renders you vulnerable. You can't even stand up for yourself in the future, so that you don't fulfill your purpose.
Mm.
You have been forgiven, you're going to heaven, there's not going to be judgment on you, you are safe, you're in the sight of the Most High, nothing's going to happen to you. Because the devil wants to steal your joy so that you don't enjoy this life. So yeah, fear in short is the absence of faith, and yeah, it's there to destroy and kill the future. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you so much, man.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
All right, we are ending it here. Time is gone. We're left with only a minute. Next week, we're looking forward to talking about spiritual sleep, the effects and solutions. Spiritual sleep, the slumber. We will be touching on that. And I want to say thank you to our guests. Professor, thank you so much. I appreciate.
Thank you, my brother. Blessings to you and your family. Blessings to Brother Parukia and our beautiful Radio Pulpit family. Blessings to you all. Have a blessed week ahead.
Same to you. Same to you. Pass our regards at home. Thank you so much.
We'll do that. Thank you, my brother.
Thank you. And Mayachi, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Tuda Rabba, in closing, let's say the practical steps to overcome fear today is daily prayer, meditating in the word, practicing gratitude, obedience to the will of Abba Yahuwah, and realizing the lies of the enemy.
Mm.
So if we can do that, we can be able to overcome the fear. Tuda Rabba, my Ahi, Tuda Rabba to your family, for Hore, Barile, Hore, Reverend Amoho, Tuda Rabba to Professor Buison and family as well, and to the greater Rebbe Pulpit family. Abba Yahuwah willing, until we meet again. Shalom Rabba.
Shalom Rabba. Thank you so much to both of you, and thank you very much for the calls and the WhatsApps. We are continuing from 8 o'clock. It's Men's Dialogue. And today we are talking about cultivating talents of men. I'm talking to the servant of the Most High, the bishop himself, Dumom Timkulu, is back. And then we are also talking to Pastor Skosana and also Dr. Mbongo. Javas himself is back. And this is happening just after this.
It's here. Radio Pulpit's new website is live. You can tune in at radiopulpit.co.za and enjoy crystal clear sound with just a click of a button, or listen to our podcasts.
Discover biblical truths in our daily devotionals and let our stories of hope inspire you. You can download our app on this new look, easy to use platform. Find your favorite program, get to know our presenters and so much more at radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Isinyathelo nesinyathelo sizohamba nawe indlela yonke. Sivakashele futhi uhlale ku radiopulpit.co.za.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.